Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Larry Richard with Anchorman. Pat Septak, our producer, Aaron Ferrigonio. Heavy rains yesterday caused a myriad of flooding issues around the region. And this is on top of the heavy flooding that occurred on Sunday in Fairmont, West Virginia in particular. But driving through the rain yesterday was a challenge. Were you at any point driving during that time, Aaron?
Driving home?
Yeah, through the downpours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think, so I actually sat in this parking lot for a good 30 minutes because that's the downpours first started, I'd say 11:45, 12. And so it was better driving home, but the traffic with the outbound lane headed toward the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
Oh, I got caught in that too.
Yes.
And I left early. I was headed out to Bowser Genesis, mm-hmm. was meeting the team out there, and I had completely forgotten, not listening to our own traffic
Same.
Reports, that they have one lane closed outbound the Squirrel Hill Tunnel through and out the other side to the bridge.
I will not be making that mistake
it
today.
It was just brutal.
It's bad. Oh, yes.
And then
bad.
They're still not done with that stretch completely.
Mm-mm.
On the other side, all the way out to Monroeville and
right.
where the turnpike is.
Right. Even through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, it can sometimes, for the most part, you're good, but it can still be, it's like you're driving for a little and then you got to slow down again. So I
was wondering because I didn't see all the pylons were up to block the right lane outbound through the tunnel again. And I'm like, well, where's the work being done? And then when you get through, you see
there
they're working
is.
On that bridge section.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, I mean, this was early too, right after the show. So you're talking about, by the time I got in the car, it's 10:30.
Right.
And it should have been an easy drive to Monroeville.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
No, it should have been maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. So top story in the world is still day 6 of fighting Israel-Iran with the latest. CBS's Jared Hill.
The Iranian Supreme Leader is calling for a strong response to Israel's attack. But a big question this morning is what will President Trump do after posting, quote, our patience is wearing thin. Meanwhile, some of his biggest supporters are pushing for the U.S. to stay out.
Day 6 of the Israel-Iran conflict, and sources tell CBS News President Donald Trump is weighing whether the U.S. should join Israel's strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. A major focus, the deeply buried Fordow facility.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's very simple.
Yesterday, the president met with his national security team in the Situation Room. The same day, he posted on social media, quote, we now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran, and praised U.S.-made defense systems. To date, Trump administration officials have said the U.S. is not involved in Israel's attacks, though the U.S. has been helping Israel fend off Iranian counterstrikes. Israel's military says it struck a centrifuge production site as well as several weapons production sites in Iran overnight. Meanwhile, sirens blared as explosions blasted over Israel, the country's Iron Dome intercepting Iranian missiles. Iran's supreme leader has vowed to show no mercy. President Trump, in a social media post, offered a direct warning, writing the U.S. knows where the supreme leader is hiding, calling him an easy target, though adding, we are not going to take him out, at least for now. On Capitol Hill,
I'm hoping the president will not get involved with the war.
Lawmakers from both parties are now pushing to vote on measures limiting President Trump's ability to order strikes on Iran.
Back in March, the president's director of national intelligence said intel assessments show Iran was not building a nuclear weapon. Last night, though, President Trump said he didn't care what she said. He thinks that they're very close. We could get some insight into the president's thinking today when Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth testifies on Capitol Hill.
CBS's Jared Hill. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, an update on the murders of the lawmakers there. With CBS's Michael George.
Members of Congress are asking for more security after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot in their homes last weekend. Minnesota's U.S. senators paid tribute to murdered state representative Melissa Hortman and her husband on the Senate floor yesterday. Another state senator and his wife were shot and wounded miles away. During a closed-door meeting, senators from both parties pressed Capitol security officials for more protection.
There's no place for this kind of violence in our country.
This dangerous environment isn't spontaneous. It's being stoked, often deliberately, by the reckless rhetoric coming from some of the most powerful voices in the country.
Capitol officials said protection around lawmakers has increased after the Minnesota shootings. They also said threats to members of Congress have increased over the last year. In Minnesota, the bodies of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, were taken from the medical examiner's office to a Minneapolis funeral home in a formal procession yesterday. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with the grieving Hortman family.
The horror that morning was beyond reality.
We knew that they had been shot. We couldn't find out where they were. We chased around to hospitals trying to find them.
We looked at each other and realized the reason they weren't in the hospital is because they weren't alive.
And a candlelight vigil is scheduled tonight at the Minnesota State Capitol in honor of Melissa and Mark Hortman.
CBS's Michael George. And coming up, we're going to get an update, speaking of the traffic situation, where there is construction, and there seems to be construction whichever direction you go. We also, Aaron, I have something special.
What?
Since the Pope was named,
mm-hmm.
and we now know, of course, he was from Chicago, he's been really, I think, embracing people reaching out, wanting him to put on a White Sox baseball hat
because right.
he was a fan, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done a genealogical search, and you will not believe who Pope Leo is related to.
Oh, gosh.
You will not believe this coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be the 4th of July weekend, and we're all over it already. It's official. We're the soundtrack to the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration and a whole lot more, Aaron, starting at 4 o'clock on July 4th, which is a Friday. So it's nice. That leads into a weekend for a lot of people.
Right.
That's a bonus. On the North Shore, we're going to have music and great food, and then you can tune in for the fireworks with TJ the DJ, presented by Essential Utilities, parent company of People's Natural Gas and Aqua Water, and brought to you by Lamont, Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, Rome Monument, Need Part C, Pittsburgh's choice for Medicare solutions, needpartc.com, and Teachers Local, Teamsters Local, 926, a teacher's look.
You know, that's a lot. Guess what I'll be doing that weekend?
What are you doing?
Marrying my sister off. You believe?
Is that here?
No, she's getting married in Columbus.
So, is it that Saturday, July 5th?
It's actually that Monday.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's Monday, July 7th, which was my grandma's birthday, and my sister just wanted to do that.
Who gets married on a Monday?
They're the first.
I don't know anybody in my entire life that ever got married on a Monday.
Right.
I'm
Fridays.
Sure it's happened, obviously.
Friday is not even that common, but
well,
yeah.
As I'm understanding, wedding, it used to be traditionally you do it on a Saturday, right?
Exactly, right.
And I get it for other reasons, people move it around.
Mm-hmm. People are getting creative out there.
I've never heard it on a Monday. This is Grandma's birthday?
Yes, July 7th.
All right, I promised to tell you about a connection with the Pope and some very famous person. Actually, there's more than just one. So it turns out that Pope Leo is from Chicago, but the New York Times hired a genealogist to track Pope Leo XIV's bloodline. And you're not going to believe this. He is related to two Justins, Justin Bieber and Justin Trudeau.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
They also found that the Pope's family tree branched off to Madonna, not the Madonna.
Right.
Madonna the singer.
Right. That's the one that came to my mind.
Yeah, the other Madonna didn't.
Wow. They
also found that Pope Leo has Canadian roots that go back six generations. So.
That's pretty insane. And how did this come to be? Was he like, did he know that they hired a genie?
No. That's, you know, that's what they do. They try to peel back the onion, so to speak, on somebody this famous worldwide. Who is this guy?
Where's
he
from?
Funny. What's he doing? So the New York Times hired this genealogist, and hopefully, I don't know if the Pope's been informed yet.
Right, but how did they check his genealogy? They didn't need anything from him?
Maybe one of the brothers.
Yeah, you know what?
Because they were really out front. They actually got more FaceTime in some
than Pope Leo.
In terms
yes.
of interviews initially. In fact, one of the brothers was being interviewed. This is the Pope's brother in Chicago. And the Pope called him, his brother.
He said, I'll have to call you back.
I'm doing an interview. I'm not kidding.
His brother's like, oh, okay.
That's something we would do.
That is.
Hey, Pope, I'll call you right back. I'm doing an interview about you.
On your behalf.
Yeah. So he got a lot of FaceTime. All right, here's something for people who like to hike. The Appalachian Trail, 2,200 miles. And this is, for some people, a lifetime challenge. And many people have done it. And now they have halfway put at a general store an ice cream challenge. The goal is to finish a half a gallon of ice cream before you continue with your hike.
That sounds like
if you're on a trail in the woods and you've just had half a gallon of ice cream.
At least if they have to throw up, they just can.
Do the math.
You're outside.
If you finish, you get a wooden spoon.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a picture of you goes on the wall in the ice cream shop at the general store.
Not worth it.
Hiking the entire trail, which starts in Georgia and ends in Maine, comes out to about 5 million steps.
Wow.
But I'm serious. If you're lactose intolerant and you're having half a gallon of ice cream,
that's a world of hurt.
Let's just say you'll leave a trail.
Yeah.
Huge. Continued waves of rain crossed the region, and let's find out who got the most. The National Weather Service posting flood warnings yesterday, and joining us from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Jason Frazier. Welcome back, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Larry?
I'm good, but I was one of the people that was driving through one of those downpours. Man, it was very intense, and so much water came down in a short period of time, but not everyone got the same amount of rain.
Yeah, so some of those heavy downpours myself, I drove through them, and it was kind of treacherous trying to deal with that, how quickly water ponded. But it was very spotty where this heavy rain really ended up being and how long specifically that rain sat maybe in a certain given location. So we had the heaviest pockets kind of in the northern portion of Allegheny County around McCandless, as well as portions out east of the region area, more in Indiana, kind of central to southern portion of Indiana County, where in these pockets we had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
And that obviously is a lot of rain in a single day. Didn't match what they got in West Virginia over the weekend with that 4 inches of rain in less than an hour. So we're saturated. And it's going to get really hot next week, but in between, we have more rain anticipated today and tomorrow, right?
Right. So we're expecting kind of additional light to moderate showers develop here this afternoon before we kind of get some of this moisture, this humid air mass, a little bit out of the area. Not expecting much in the way of flooding from it. Then our focus turns to a convective storm system that's going to be trying to move from Illinois, Indiana, towards the central, west central Pennsylvania area overnight tonight. Right now, the thought is that most likely it's going to decay and weaken before it arrives, so we may just see some lingering light rain, maybe a little bit of thunder, but there is that potential. It does hold on, maintain its strength, and we could have some gusty winds with that as it goes through. Again, this would be the overnight hours tonight, maybe even after midnight, so people just need to be aware of that before we maybe finally can stop talking about rain for a few days. But then, as you noted, then we get to talk about heat.
Well, as you know very well, we always have some issue with the weather. It's rare you get like 70 degrees, crystal clear sunshine for day after day, unless you're living in, you know, San Diego maybe, but we're going to the 90s. I remember there were some summers where we didn't hit 90 that often.
Yeah, so the frequency of 90 degrees can definitely vary from year to year. On average, I'm actually trying to bring this up as we speak, the Pittsburgh area tends to see approximately, I believe it's like 5 days or four, maybe 4 days a year that it's greater than or equal to 90 degrees. Let me correct that. It's probably more on average about 10 days a year, so we do see this, but starting even as Sunday through middle portion of next week, it's a high probability we're going to see multiple days in a row with temperatures exceeding 90 degrees, as well as what's the key part is that we're not going to really cool off at night. The low temperature is probably going to stay above 70 degrees the whole entire time. And that combination of heat during the day without a whole lot of cooling at night actually can increase the just overall effects of heat risk on the human body, puts a little more stress on maybe some of the utilities across the region. So people need to just kind of be aware this sort of heat wave is kind of coming to the region, and just kind of be prepared and start to look ahead now of what sort of actions they can take to best protect themselves from these heat risks.
So the trade-off is doesn't look like much in the way of rain, but then we'll have the high heat.
Right. And then typically when you finally break the heat, which will likely occur towards the latter portion of next week, you're going to have another round of showers and thunderstorms. So we'll talk, I'm sure, about something at that point when that heat does start to subside.
Really appreciate your time as always. And we're just, believe it or not, you know, July 4th weekend is coming up. It'll be two weeks from Friday. Wow.
It's amazing how quickly it can go, and especially when you have active weather like this, you start to lose track of time a little bit of where you're at in the season.
All right, appreciate the update, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier at the National Weather Service. So, Aaron, we're going to get this 90-degree stretch, but in the meantime, we got plenty of water, and we could use a few days where it's going to be dry, albeit hot.
I can't believe Jason said that toward the end, like losing sight of where you're at in the seasons, because he is so spot on. Like, if you look outside without having walked out, is it fall? Are we toward the end of winter? Like, what's going on? So I'm excited for some heat, even though we'll be like, oh, it's so hot. It's okay. Drink your water and let's just enjoy it.
And think about it. 2 weeks from Friday is the 4th of July weekend.
Praying already. That we get clear skies for that.
Good luck with that. Right now it is a muggy 72.
News desk.
We remind you as citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
The conflict between Israel and Iran continues to intensify as President Trump considers joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites.
And if that happens, that would be a whole new addition and meaning to the conflict.
Absolutely. And as some communities continue to deal with flooding issues, yet another series of storms set to move in through the area again later today.
Yeah, just checking with Jason Frazier with the National Weather Service a moment ago, talking about the heavy rains. In some places, they had in excess of 2 inches of rain in a day. And in that case, some of this came down so quickly it caused a lot of road condition issues and a lot of wet basements.
Yeah. And
the Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champions. We know what that's like, right?
Remember those days?
Yes.
Yeah, the first time they won back-to-back cups after winning their first ever, and then they did it again. What, it's been a while.
Yeah. 2016 and 17 for the Pens, yeah.
Seems in those days, I used to love to just watch the playoff games. Playoff hockey's a lot of fun, even if you don't follow it closely through the season and it just keeps getting more intense and intense. So
yeah, I was one of those. I normally don't follow the game through the season, but yeah, when they were in the playoffs, boy, I was there every night.
I understand that. Yep. I miss it. So we'll see if this new coach, Mr. Muse, can make a difference. The young coach they hired to take over for Mike Solomon, who went to the New York Rangers.
Yes.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Coming up in our next hour on Wednesdays, in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. And looking forward, as we always do, having a chance to talk to Rich among the things the potential. We talked about flooding, Aaron, but there is the potential in some cases for landslides because of, and I saw even in my own neighborhood, it wasn't a landslide, but a lot of the heavy gravel came from the hillside, was on the roadway. And this is typical around the region since we have so many hills and valleys.
I think so many people are kind of caught off guard. Even if you're getting the alert to your phone or whatever the case, it's kind of unprecedented for us.
We're also going to put a wrap on the U.S. Open from a success standpoint. And I'm thinking through Rich Fitzgerald's eyes, you know, it's a regional thing. What kind of marketing did it bring to the city of Pittsburgh and Oakmont and southwestern Pennsylvania? What was the financial impact? And just overall, unfortunately, dealing with the weather, but that's what you do when you have a golf tournament.
Yeah. they put on their, what is it, their wetsuits, and they just keep it going.
And really, they did very well. They got everything in on Saturday, even though it rained overnight and early, and then later in the day, they squeezed everything in. Sunday, they had, unfortunately, the two-hour delay. It added to the drama. And think about this. On the West Coast, they're 3 hours behind. So as it moved into the evening, it was really prime time for a lot of people, and I'll be curious to get Rich's take on, you know, the U.S. Open's impact here, which,
right,
well, a couple hundred thousand people, give or take.
And just the start as we prep for the draft.
Exactly. So, you know, that was one small area that they had everybody in Oakmont. And now what about the draft, which is anticipated to bring more than twice, maybe three times that number of people to the city of Pittsburgh next April?
You know, I just remembered something. One of Vinny's friends, he had to sign an NDA, so he couldn't talk about it when it was happening. But guess who rented out his house?
You mean like an Airbnb thing?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Scheffler. And he couldn't talk about it until after.
You mean that Scotty Scheffler rented his house?
Correct.
You know this person?
Mm-hmm. This is my husband's friend. And he was like, oh my gosh, now that I can finally talk about it, guess what? How cool.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's what they do. And Marty tipped me off to this. The sales of tickets for the Dublin Steelers game have been more than challenging for a lot of people to try to get them. And we'll talk about that because the NFL, this isn't the Steelers issue, it's the NFL issues the allotment of tickets. And they haven't given the Steelers a lot of tickets that normally, you know, it's a home game. It's being treated as a home game. But obviously they want Minnesota fans to come too. But it's interesting, the whole process now of trying to get a ticket, if you were even a season ticket holder, for that Steeler-Vikings game on September 28th in Dublin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.